Hey, welcome back to my podcast. And as you know, the topic of the week is globalization, and today we're gonna have a closer look to globalization in sports. So let's start. In the last year, the life of the human being changes radically in the society in the different aspects: physical, political, economic, social, and cultural. This transformation arises in the course of the development of humanity, along with the evolution, modernization, and globalization that are essential and fundamental elements in this process, and constitutes a new international establishment in the framework of a united world. All this causes the union of the world in the fields political, economic, social, cultural, and sports. In this sense, sports and athletes have reached a global character, which facilitates as a response the influence given by international sports organizations and the media, both powers that not only intervene in its regulation, but also in consumer habits and social behavior. A deep and detailed analysis of the relationship between globalization and sports allows us to understand this approach. We can talk right now about the globalization in sports, thanks to the developments in science, technology, and media that transmit and spread the images of the players through advertising among different sponsors. It's worth to mention that this generates the sports transnationalization that produces as a result the show, the entertainment, and the euphoria of the fans. Let's take a closer look to an example. The expansion of soccer in the world began in the mid-19th century thanks to British colonialism through its sailors who sailed all over the world. Soon, soccer became impregnated in society and its popularity was very easy to adopt due to the simplicity of its game and its collective spirit. It could be played in any field because just a ball was enough. Initially, the game was not paid because the players had parallel activities. But then the stadiums were built and it became an entertainment space. Much later, with the development of capitalism, soccer became a business activity that crossed borders. According to a survey published by FIFA in 2006, there are 300,000 soccer clubs, 265 million active players, and 38 million players registered by the 208 affiliated associations. Also, FIFA has more affiliated countries than the UN itself. In order to have a greater worldwide reach of soccer, FIFA has known how to decentralize in satellites called confederations. These confederations, established by continents, organize their own competitions. Thanks to the opening of the market and the broadcasting of television worldwide, soccer is seen in every corner of the planet. It's so widespread that soccer consumers in developing countries not only create a loving bond with their favorite clubs in their locality, but also with some of the big clubs that concentrate the best players in the world. So it's not rare to see in these countries fans with Barcelona or Real Madrid or Manchester United shirts. So finally, soccer, given its importance and insertion in society, will continue to be the most important source of entertainment in the world. Soccer is the reflection of the identity of each country, and the identity is built on the love of colors and shields. In terms of marketing, the passionate and loyal customer is the best customer. So the soccer fan is the best customer here. So I guess that was it. So see you next week with another topic. Bye!